We learned yesterday that there's an Easter to make a contraction with the Shifter Shabaya, to make with oil a contraction which drips into the Nair, because of a chash that a person will do something that's asur. What's the davar asur? That he will take oil out of the Shifter Shabaya and take oil out of the Shabaya on Shabbat. So the question is, what's the yisr? What's the yisr of removing oil from this eggshell? So we said that Rashi Shita is that it's asur mitam kibui, and the Rambam Shita is that it's asur al mukta. Why? What does the Rambam do with the yisr kibui? Well, why doesn't the Rambam agree that taking oil out of the shofar shabaya should be asur al kibui? The answer is that the Rambam holds that there's a heter called gram kibui. Gram kibui means if you cause a kibui indirectly, you're a geirim. What's an example of gram kibui? So there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says that if there's a fire in a house and you want to stop the fire, there's no sakana, so you're not allowed to put out the fire, so you're allowed to put barrels of water in the path of the fire, and knowing that when the fire gets there, it's going to burst the barrel, and the water will come pouring out, and it will put out the fire. So that's mutter, because that's gram kibui. You're causing a kibui, and gram kibui is with the babakim hesed. Normally on Shabbos, we don't do a gram kibui, that's a midrabanan. But a gram kibui, the babakim hesed, to put out a fire, a gram kibui is mutter. So the Rambam Shita is that taking oil out of this Shifter Shabaya is not a Nisid Raisus. It's most a Nisid Rabbanon of Kram Kibbutz. And the Meila, he holds that, he mentions this a Mukta. It's a Mukta is Mohammed and this a Kram Kibbutz. So there's no Nisid Raisus. The point is, there's no Nisid Raisus taking oil out of this Shifter Shabaya. What? So I'll explain in a second. The hefzer there is if someone has a fire, it's going to burn down the town. The shesh shabayah is no hefzer, so it remains offer, but only the drabban. The groundkeeper is the drabban. You want to know? Yeah. In the pail. Right, that's the groundkeeper. Yeah. It happens to be that. It's an aside, but there happens to be some lachshei tzricha l'gufa also. But I don't want to get into it. So this is a machlokes to Rambam and Rashi. The problem is that there's a Mefarisha Braisa, and the Mesechta Beis Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Braisa says, it's not talking about this Mefarisha, it's talking about a normal bowl of oil with a wick in the middle. So the Braisa there says, HaMistapek Nimenu Chayiv Mishum Mechabes. That if you have a bowl of oil which is burning on Shabbos, if you take oil out of that bowl, you're chayiv mishum mechabes. The Beferish Mishnah, that's the right of kibbutz. It's like Rashi, not like the Rambam. So it's true. It's a level closer because it's in the bowl itself. But why should that make it into the right in the bowl itself? So in Beya, the Rosh Taka says that it's kibui, Pashin. Tosis there says that really it's only ground kibui. You're making it go out earlier, it's only a ground kibui. Why is it also to take oil out of that bowl? Why is that the Gemara says this is their answer? The Tosfos says, I don't understand it totally. The Tosfos says that you have a bowl of oil with a wick that's burning. You take some oil out of the bowl, so the flame immediately becomes a little less strong. the mechasa ayra. It immediately becomes a little weaker. You understand what that means? Yeah, but
the level lower.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I can't argue with you. So we should experiment. They bring in a thing of oil, and I don't know. The Titus, that's what Titus says. Oh, they can't believe. The Gemara says it's kibui. So Titus says, why is it kibui? Because if I have a bowl of oil with a wick burning, when I take out some oil, I'm going to cause the flame to get weaker. So that's mamish kibui. It's mamish kibui only why? Not because it's going out early. The fact that it's going to be extinguished earlier, that's just grand kibui. That's a drabada. The fact that the shas maisa, the fire becomes smaller, that's what makes the kibui. So what? That's the shita. That's called extinguishing. We know that if you cause a flame to become smaller, if you shake a thing of oil with a flame, that we know that is kibui. You make the flame get smaller. If you make a flame become smaller, that's also kibui deraisa. That's why Tyson told you now how to take oil out of the. So what Tyson is saying is that everyone, the Rambam, Rashi, Tyson, the Rosh, everyone agrees that if you make the flame get a bit smaller, that's kibui. Making it extinguish earlier, that Tyson told is only a gram kibui. In fact, that's going to go out earlier, that's only gram kibui. That's the Tyson Shita and that's the Rambam Shita.
That's what somebody say, you can take out
What?
And when do you light it? When it goes out earlier?
Light, when you make the flame get smaller, you're even right now with everybody. If you make it become extinguished earlier, the Shita of the Rambam and Tosfos is that you're not over anything, only Gram Kibui, no Daraisa. And the Shita of Rashi and the Rosh, Rashi by Shpeferet and the Rosh in Beya, is that that's also Kibui Daraisa. Nafkamina. It's say two Nafkamina. What Nafkamina is, let's say you have a candle that's burning, like a lit candle, and you crack off a piece of the bottom of the candle. Does the flame get smaller? No. You crack off a piece in the bottom of the candle, so now the flame doesn't get any smaller. But it's going to be extinguished earlier. So according to the Shita of Tosfos and the Rambam, that's not kibui. All you do is make it go out earlier. That's gram kibui. You're causing it to be extinguished earlier. The Shita of Tosfos and the Rambam is that's only gram kibui, that's not a deraisa. The Shita of Rashi and the Rosh is that that's kibui. Making something go out earlier is kibui. So one nafkamina is breaking off the bottom of the candle, which would be totally a dismachlaikis. If making something go out earlier, if that's a deraisa or not. The second nafkamina is our case, if I say that, shobei. You have the oil on top dripping down into the nair. You take oil out of the top, it also doesn't cause the flame to get any smaller. So according to Rashi and the Rosh, that's the Mishnah Deraisa of Kibui, take oil out of the top out of that egg, which is dripping in. Masha'ekin, according to the Shita of the Rambam and Tosfos, that's not Kibui. It's only ground Kibui, not a real Kibui. Causing something to be out early, they hold is not a real Kibui.
When are you
over Bishul? When you put the pot of water on the fire or when it cooks? So the maisa is when you put it on the fire. If it won't end up cooking, you won't be over. Second year, when you break off the candle, you're over on keyboard if that goes to the God earlier. You're right, if the wind will blow it out, then you want another
candle.
Let's say you put up a pot of water to cook on Shabbos 2 minutes before the man. It's going to cook on Shabbos. is that an Isser? It's also bring a riot to an Isser, because every Zeraya is going to see, it takes 3 days to take root, it's always coming. There's also a Makalit between Zeraya and the Rishash and the Sefer Shabbos, that Ayin Hay, I think, talks about. Rashi disagrees if you make it smaller. Just Rashi holds that you're able to keep it anyhow, distinguishing over. Which fire? And so everyone agrees that if you make the fire Pashtus, everyone should agree if you make the fire physically, make it lower, the kibbutz, right? Because that's making fire small. So this is a machlokes rishayim, two sheepers and rishayim. Why does Rashi and the Rush, they hold that making God earlier is kibbutz mamish? What about that case where you put the bowels of water in the path of the fire? You're also making it the extinguisher earlier. That's terrible. If I take oil out of the shikper shabbat, it's the rice, I'm making the fire go out earlier. If I put a bucket of water in the path of the fire, and I put in it, I'm closing it off, it'll go out earlier.
That's
a grama. And taking oil out to break the bottom of a candle, is that grama? It's also a matter of putting the water in the pan.
Yeah, put
It might not happen. Really, when I put water, a fire needs fuel. So I have carpeting on my floor. So this whole carpet is the fuel. Or I have furniture in my living room. So all the furniture is the fuel. So I put water in the way, I'm blocking the rest of the fuel. But the fire isn't what I'm doing. Why is that different than... What? What? Yeah, it's more than a shema. It's more than a shema. The Rush says the Isser is of kibbutz, distinguishing early, is only on things that are aimed to be burnt. It's in the bowl, or even in the shofaret, but it's constructed to be burnt. It's there to be burnt. Something that's constructed to be burnt as fuel in the fire, removing that is extinguishing it early. Well, if you have a fireplace, and there's a fire, and you take out a piece of wood, that wood is now, it's aimed, it's in the place where it normally is made to be part of the fire. Something which is not aimed to burn, that's not kibbutz d'oraisa, so that's a ground kibbutz. There's a fire in the house, and you put water in the way, it's not that you have things that are designated to burn, it's a fire. So that's
it's
not aimed, it will unfortunately be burnt, but it's not something that's set up to be burnt with the fire. That's the Russian silver. What?
That was the fire thing.
That's right.
What?
What
good is
in the fireplace, you put something there to be fuel for the fire.
And the house.
I understand. But it's not something that was designated as fuel for the fire. It's something which is becoming fuel for the fire. And he also says a chilek between something which is designated for fuel and something which is aimed to be fuel. If you plan to burn down the house, yeah, maybe. Let's see that way. Rav Moshe comes with a tremendous chilek, chiddush. Rav Moshe writes to one of his chuvas that he doesn't want to be befarsh in the chiddush. So he doesn't write it. He says to the shayol, when you come to my house, I'll tell you the chiddush. But the Rapan told him the chiddush, so I can tell it to you. But don't be befarsh. Rav Moshe has the following chiddush. He says, in a city like New York City, where your stove gets its fuel from where? From pipes. There are pipes that have natural gas. That the pipe services the whole street. It doesn't serve just your house. There's one continuous flow of gas which runs underground and it has pipes lead into people's homes. The Maisha held that turning off a stove on Shabbos is not a malacha deraisa. Now, if you pour water on a fire and put it out, it's malacha deraisa. But what happens when you turn a knob on a stove? What's happening? When you turn the knob on the stove, you close the door. That's all you do. There's gas coming into the burner. And you close the door. You close, you shut the pipe. Now no more gas comes in. Why does the fire go out? Because it doesn't have any more fuel. It used up all the fuel. So it's going out. So what if you blow out a candle? That's keyboard. You're blowing out a candle. You're not blowing anything out here. You're removing fuel from the bowl, so to speak. But you're not removing fuel from the bowl. Listen carefully. You're shutting a door in front of the fuel. So Ramesha says there's a difference. If, let's say, you're in a bungalow. You know, some bungalows have this canister of fuel. You ever saw that? A canister of fuel? It's made just for this stove. So, what? A gas grill. You have your own canister of fuel. So Ramesha says there, if you shut it off, that would be keeping their eyes. There, according to Rashi and the Rush, that's keeping their eyes. Why? Because you're taking fuel, which is aimed to be burnt on this stove, it has its own canister, it's aimed to be burnt here, and you're stopping it. That's like having a bowl of oil and removing some oil. So there, your Moshe would hold, and according to Rashi and the Rush, it's a deraisa. According to the Rambam and Tosis, it's a deraisa. But in the city, where all the gas is connected, the gas in my house and the gas in the house across here, it's all connected, it's all from the same pipe. It's all the same flow of gas. Nobody could say that all this gas is aimed to be burnt in my stove. It's not true. If I close my stove and I never turn it on again, this gas will eventually make its way to somebody else's house. All the pipes are connected one to the other. Gas is a free flowing thing. It's eventually going to burn at someone else's house. So Moshe held, I'm talking now because they're asking Rabbanu, I'm not saying you could do it. But Moshe says that it's by lowering a flame, and by turning off a flame on Shabbos, is only a Rabbanu. Even like the Rush, even like Rashi and the Rush, we're taking fuel out of a bowl, is keeping their eyes. But taking fuel out of shutting off stoves, which shuts off the fuel, the Maisha held is only an Issa Drabbanan.
Only to shut off stoves.
Yeah. If you shut off in the basement first, then 12 seconds will be a problem.
But if you have a canister which you're using with a guy, and then you're going to shut it off,
so the guy is gone. If you need a canister which serves as a whole apartment, even with another year.
Why is that? What time you use that fire? Because
again, the malacha deraisa is only if it's aimed to be burned here, with this flame. Even a shefeferis, but it's aimed to burn in this flame, shefeferis is a keyboard. If it's not aimed to burn here, it could burn anywhere, that's gram keyboard. That's not keyboard. That's gram keyboard. And ground kibbutz is a drabbanan. It's mutter b'makom heaven. So, what? Yes. Yeah, it doesn't mean to take a few cents of the gas, but it means that the house is burning down. Yeah. You're saying that there's a chilek between the two. One is a delay and one is no delay. What you're saying makes sense, but that's not the Rush's skill. The point is, Ramesh's point is that that's not the Rush's skill. The Rush is
still.
According to Tyson, to drop on an end. Our old question is by Rashi and the Rush, who hold the Kibbutz Mamish. So, the Ramesh says that this is that Kibbutz Mamish. Because it's not later.
Right.
But still a gram. I'm still doing it by taking away the fuel. I'm not doing it by putting out the fire. In case of the candle. That's right. In case of the candle also. You take away the fuel that's aiming to burn. So I told you to the Rabbanan and the Rush holds it right.
Is the Rabbanan even out of the egg?
well, it's not really physically, it's not really physically possible. Theoretically, you're right, but it just doesn't work that way. How are you going to separate the pot which is burning this second from the pot that's not? You can only do that with something like gas, which can shut a door. You can't do that,
you can't.
So this is not something, so L'chaira, what's your Maisha worried about the Kiddush? It's not the Nafkamina L'maisi. So Siddur Obama, it's not a Derash, it's not much Nafkamina. It's a very big Nafkamina. Now, I'll tell you, a tremendous Nafkamina, but don't do it, because Rav Moshe didn't want to be in the fire from this L'maisa. But in theory, in Lumbis, Rav Moshe held in following Kiddush. It's a cloud. That on Yom Tov, any kibbutz which is a deraisa on Shabbos is usher on Yom Tov, the Rabbanon. Any kibbutz which is usher, any grand kibbutz which is only a Rabbanon on Shabbos is mutl l'chatchila on Yom Tov. What? Which is deraisa on Shabbos. Which, anything which is a Rabbanon on Shabbos, grand kibbutz which is a Rabbanon on Shabbos, is mutl l'chatchila on Yom Tov. Therefore, why should come up for a Moshe's Kiddush? I'm not for a Moshe's Chiddush that it should be mutter to close the to turn the dial so as to stop the flow of gears into your stove on Yom Tov. If you have a gear stove, it should come out based on a Moshe's Chiddush, which is based on this rush, that preventing gas from coming into your stove on Yom Tov should be mutl l'chatchila. In a situation, not in the bungalow colony situation, where it's definitely items burned by you, but in the city situation where all the gas pipes are connected, according to Rav Moshe, you should be permitted to put out or to turn the dial so as to what we call shutting off the gas. No, it's different. If I understand you correctly, it's different. One second. Do you follow what we're saying now? Let's try. There were a few levels here. I don't want to lose you. Listen carefully. Let's try to trace back what we did. We have two shittos by Shpeteres. We start off with Rashi holds Shpeteres is deraisa, Rambam holds is derabbanan. Okay? It's much like his first step. You with me? I'm not sure. We have here, right in our Gemara, we have an Agamara, Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbi. Rashi holds that it's the right, and the Rabbi holds that it's only the Rabbi. Right, this is by Shpeteres. That's an analogy. Then we have Shpeteres, which is Agamara, Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbi. Then, as a follow up to that, is the Machlokes and Shpeteres, which is not Shpeteres, right? This is Shpeteres Shabbayah. So the Shpeteres Shabbayah, you have a Machlokes, the Rosh holds that if you take oil out of a bowl, it's kibbutz. So that's in a case where you take it directly out of a bowl. And Tosfos holds that it's only ground kibbutz. Except, if you're making it get darker, then it's a deraisa. I'm supposed to tell them, if you take out the oil, it's a deraisa. Instead of that kamina. So Rashi and the Rosh is the same shita, and the Rabbi and the Tosfos is the same shita. Right? Rashi always taking it out of Shepheferis is deraisa because it's Shabbat early. Going out early is deraisa. The Rosh says the same thing. The Rosh says you can take oil out of the bowl. It's a deraisa. It's extinguishing early. That's deraisa. The Rambam and Tosfos hold that extinguishing early is a ground kibbutz. Now, because the Rosh holds that this is not a ground kibbutz, the Rosh now has a kasha. What's the Rosh going to do which is a case of the balance of water. What's he going to do with the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos that says that it's mutter? So that Mishnah, which is the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, with the bowls, with the barrels of water, so the Rush has, so Tosfos has no problem with that Mishnah. Tosfos is very partial. Gram Kibui is Gram Kibui. No problem. It's only the Rabbanan. Gram Kibui is a Rabbanan, right? Gram Kibui is a Rabbanan. What's the Rush going to do? So the Rush now has to make a difference. The Rush says it. The Rush says it's an Afghanina. It is Aimei. The Rush has to make this jump. Tyson tells us, okay, the Rush is not Ganina. If I'm in this ride, then it's Kibbutz. If it's not, then it's ground people. If it's not I'm in this ride, it's not ground people. So what Rush is doing is saying this, when the Rush says, I'm later, that if it's not I'm in this ride, it's a drop on him. So what Rush is saying that that's our. So Rush comes along. And he says, so, first of all, Rush says, on Shabbos, this is only a Drabbanan, our soul. Because it fits into Eilayah in this drama. So on Shabbos, it's a Drabbanan. On Yom Kippur, it'll be Mutter. Because any ground kibbutz which is on Shabbos is only a Drabbanan, on Yom Kippur is Mutter. So what's happening is, we have here Rashi and the Rambam, which is the same Yisai Namachlekes of the Rashi and Tosfos, about extinguishing something early. So Rashi and the Rush hold that causing something to go out early is Deraisa, Rama Taifa is Rama. Because they have this Machlokes, the Rush that has to explain that Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, the Mishnah which talks about the barrels of water which causes something to go out early. So the Rush has to say the Chilek, which is I need to burn, but he's not I need to burn. Now what Ravisha does is he comes along and he says something which is just technically accurate. He says that our gas is not even to burn in our stove. So maybe on Shabbos it's only a drabanan. If on Shabbos it's only a drabanan, so we have this rule that Ram Kibbutz, which on Shabbos is a drabanan, and Yom Kippur is what with a pill. So Ramesha holds that it should be mutter. Now Ramesha didn't want to be mefarsim. There's a big machlokes between the Talmidim of Ramesha, why Ramesha didn't want to be mefarsim to have it. So you have one school of the Talmidim who actually do this Lamaisa, they make a Lamaisa. They say, Ramesha held that it's what a Lamaisa. Just that he, why do you want to be the Farsami? People make mistakes, I don't know, they make mistakes, they'll do it in the Bungalow colony too. So Ramesha really held it ahead of him. There are those no who,
reason.
What?
No reason to tell himself?
Yeah, for no reason at all.
Anything?
Yeah. According to that. According to, Ramesha said that I did not think of fasting such a hazard, so I don't want to use such a hazard. Gradually, Ravad Yosef has a good answer if you want to put out a fire. So if you need, let's say you want water for a coffee. At the end of the meal, you want to put the fire out, you just take a small pot, throw it to the edge. And when it bubbles, it's going to bubble over, it'll put out the water. And it's a fire if you want the hot water. So that's his answer, how to put out the fire. But if I say she doesn't hold her, Ramesha's hazard. According to Tosfos, it's certainly mutter. Gram Kibbutz is always mutter on Yom Kippur. Not if it's mechasa ayra b'shas ma'isa. Not if it's mechasa ayra
later.
Yeah, but the pilot light and the gears are not one fire. The gears continues to feed the pilot light through a separate. The pipe that brings the gears in has one thing that's going to your pilot light and one chamber that goes to the fire. The pilot light, well, it's not going to change anything. It's still all connected to the gears. The gears in my house and the gears in your house are connected. It's just connected to a whole maze of tunnels. But it's all the same gears. What? I'm using it for fire light, so therefore what? But then that wouldn't change anything. It's not going to change anything. Quicker than my share, even to put out the fire light. So, what? So by turning it on. To turn it very quickly, it doesn't do anything. Make connection, it doesn't do anything. It's a separate issue. I mean, just this issue. And, you know, not learning Hilchot Yom Tov, learning Hilchot Shabbat. You know.
What
you're asking, what Eliezer is asking, on Ramosha, is that L'chaira, the whole time the Rosh is a Chumra and Rashi is a Chumra. What you're asking is that maybe, in this case, you're Mechasaira, you're causing the flame to become smaller, because you're taking out some of the fuel. See, it depends. It depends how you understand Mechasaira. What type of meant that you make the fire go down. Here, you Mechasa Airai only because you're shutting the door and it has immediately has no fuel left. It's different. It's different than taking out what's burning. Taking out something that's aimed to burn, Taisa says you Mechasa Airai. What Taisa told that it's not aimed to burn, that's also Mechasa Airai. Maybe not. We don't have it's not clear that Taisa told something that's not aimed to burn. That becomes a derisa, right? It could be maybe. It's only forced on the rush, not forced on tais.
No, not only it's not but you can only say if the ender is taking something that's supposed to burn and making it not burn. So you could say that is only by designated. But if the ender is not to it doesn't even make sense to say designated or not designated.
No, it does make sense because it's still only a gram. Anything that's not designated, it's only a gram.
It might still hold
up the rest. Maybe.
What? When you want it in the house, then you burn. You're paying the gas company to burn that gas. But once it's in the street of the house, that's where it's not.
No, it'll work its way back. You don't pay for it. It'll work. The gas will work its way back to the street.
The
it could. The meter is mechanical. Here, find the malach and the meter. The meter is mechanical. I think our meters are all mechanical. There's no. Otherwise, people just shut off their. They want the meter to run when they turn the gas. They'll shut off the circuit and it won't register. Right? It's all mechanical.
Why can't I turn it off? Why can't I turn hot water on?
Running.
Yeah.
If you have hot water running, I think you could turn hot water, even in a private house. It isn't happening. I know in the Shabbat Chasa Yasser.
You're filling the boiler.
No, you're talking about turning your water on, close to the tree. You're turning hot water on. So you know how water off causes it immediately causes cold water to fall to the hot water and cook. That's the problem. There's lots to talk about there too, but okay, let's see. We're up to the bottom of the Yamid. Batanya. Let's see why. It's called Echad the Bubbly Nela Gazra Yehuda. Batanya, the Fush of Sayyidam. You have an animal that's a bechor, the oxidam. It became feverish. Got sick. Afilu who made ain't makizin leidam. Did Rabbi Yehuda. Even the animal's going to die. You're allowed to do other things to try to save it. You can give it antibiotics. You can put it into a cold bath. But you can't. You're not permitted to be made. You're not permitted to let blood. Did Rabbi Yehuda. This is not talking about Shabbos. It's under the week. The bechor should be mutter. So we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda makes a gezeira. We're afraid if he's going to let a person be make his dam, he's going to do it in a manner which is makal mum, which makes the mum in a bachar, and that's what it's there, right? You know, I'll do makal mum in a bachar. The chacham in my room. What? We'll make it feel better, yeah. That is larger. The chacham in my room, yakiz uvavad shalai yakul banu. Chacham would say you could let blood as long as you don't make a mum. So what do we see? We see that Rabbi Yehuda is geyser. So Tver, our whole sugi said Rabbi Yehuda is not geyser. It's Tepechadim. Now the Gemara Hasan, the Tesha Adam Bahu, Al Mamai Nay Amina, Yishayis Way, Makim She'en Aishin Baymon, Asher Mebed, Makim She'en Baymon. So here we have a very interesting machlokes. A person is Bala Al Mamai, animal, a lot of money. Animal costs a few thousand dollars. You want to lose it. Even a bechor eventually could eat. So being that the person will be bahul, Ishariya play, if you're going to let it be make a sam, it's going to be in such a bahala to do it that he's going to do it in the place that makes the move. Rabbanan say, if I can, Koshkin, do you like Ishariya play club? I'll see what that is. You hear they argue with psychology. I'm just a psychological machlokes. How are people? What is more likely for someone to become the mahumum in an animal? If you heard the whole, that if you let him start working with it, he's going to end up being mahumum in the animal. It's better to tell him just walk away from it, otherwise he'll become in a state of bahala, and he'll be mahumum. Rabbana say fakir. We have to let him do something. If we don't let him do anything, then he'll go to a bahala, he's going to lose his money. But we can tell him, don't get so nervous, be calm, just do it the right way, then we're not concerned. We paskin like the Chachamim, which means that we paskin that what? We paskin that psychologically we better tell a person which way? Do something. If we don't let you do anything, it'll come in the bahala. Mechaira is a similar Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Zayin, which says that if there's a fire in a house and there's a dead body in the house, somebody died in the house, there's a fire. Sorry, Shabbos Daf Mem Dalin. That we're matir to carry the mace out of the house into a place that now we're the Eidon Hitzah, but into even a chatz shenim uledes. You're allowed to carry the mace down. Why? The same reason. If we're going to tell a person, you have to let the fire burn. Even though there's a mace in the house, we'll come to the day bahala, and I'll put out the fire to try to save the mace. So in the Mela, they've been living a generation where people burn mace deliberately. The Mela, makes sense to stim with our circle, that if a person will come to the day bahala, what do? We say, be matir something. If we're matir something, he won't, it's a safety thing, he won't come to the day bahala. I don't think it's the push of bahala, but maybe, I don't know. The problem is, there's a third Gemara, the Shabbos that Kuf Yuzayin of the day, which says that if there's a fire in someone's house by a later on Shabbos, you're not permitted to save your things. You're allowed to save farim, you're allowed to save certain things, or food just for the Shabbos, but you're not allowed to go and save your things, even non-looks of things. You want to go and take out all your clothing out of the building because there's a fire. So that is not mutter, because we're afraid that you're going to let a person start saving things from the house, from the fire. He's going to run in, he'll save his clothing, he'll save his furniture, and he'll end up putting out the fire. If he's so bold, I'll remind you that he'll put out the fire. The woman is just mamish the opposite. Here we say, because he's bold, I'll remind you, you can't save anything. You can't save any of your stuff. Because you're bold, I'll remind you. You can't save anything. But why don't we? By the case of the mace, we say mamish the opposite. By the mace, we say since you're bohol, we let you save the mace. So it's the steer of the two gemaras. One gemara says there's a fire in your house on Shabbos, we let you save the mace. Otherwise, you'll be bohol and put it out. One gemara says there's a fire in your house on Shabbos, we don't let you take out the furniture because by taking out the furniture, you'll be bohol. So make up your mind. When are people bold? If you let them, if you don't let them. It's not a sure verb. It's easier if it's just one name. I hear you, Terry. But Tysus answers, like you say. Tysus and Shabbos Memdalin answers that by money, a person, if we tell him you can't do anything, he'll accept it. He won't become bold. By a mace, a person will be more of an emotional thing. And by a mace, we have to let him do it. By a mace, he'll become so bold that he'll put out the fire if we don't let him do anything. But by mammon, hey, mammon, a person, you're not going to be happy about it. We tell you, not allowed to do it. No, I do it. You won't do it. By mammon, people are calmer than by a mace. So by mammon, we say don't do it. By mace, we say do it. Problem is that it's very nice places and it's not the Shabbos. But it doesn't fit with our Gemara. Because our Gemara is money. Our Gemara is money. So what does that say? By money, we say don't do anything. In our Gemara, we say, by money, the Rabbana, the way we pass, and we say, we let you do our karza. It doesn't follow. Our Gemara says that because you're going to be bohol, we'll let you do hakaza sadam. That's similar to the mace, where because you're bohol, we let you do something. But Tosfos says that by money, we don't do that. By money, we say, because you're bohol, stay away from it. Right. And the house is burning down. So by a house burning down, we say, don't do anything. If you start doing things, you'll put out the fire. By the behemoth dying, we say, do something. Because if we tell you don't do anything, you'll end up, what's going on? It's the identical case. You, in front of your eyes, you're losing money. In one case, the house is burning down. In one case, the behemoth is dying. And here we say, by the house burning down, we say, don't do anything. If you start, you'll end up putting out the fire. By the behemoth dying, we say, mamish, the opposite. You can do our kaza, because if we ask the hakaza, then you'll end up being matulmo.
Not the gentle case, but the behemoth is still
what way?
The way of maybe two better
times, doesn't include the other one. Then there's another in the right mark, and then there's another one. Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that there's a nice Aruch HaShulchan. It's the Mishimah Medalid from Ois Yud Gimel to Tesvav. He says this chilek, it's really a Musahashi. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you tell someone, the Torah says you have to lose the money. So lose the money, you won't become bald. Fire, well, he can't do anything. The fire is burning down his house, nothing he can do. He won't be happy about it, he'll be crying, but if the Torah says you lose money, so he'll lose money. By the behemoth, there are things you could do which are mutter. You could put the behemoth in cold water to try to break its fever, and go get a doctor, you can give it medication. You're already involved, you're caught up in saving the animal in ways that are mutter. HaShulchan says, once a person gets caught up in his money, he gets caught up saving his money, then he's going to do a malacha too. If we're not going to be Mata HaKazah, he'll end up being Mata Mumu. If a person can turn around and walk away from the money, he'll be fine. Once he's caught up in saving his money, a person who's caught up in money is bad news. If a person gets caught up in it, just carry it away. And then he'll be Mata Mumu doing this also. So that's the chilek between the case. In Shabbos, there's no davar amutter that you can do. So a person just has to say tzedek hadini, and he walks away from it. Once a person gets involved, he gets sucked in. And that's why you can have rebbeim who are teaching yeshiva and living on a fraction of the money of other people, and they can be happy. And there are people who are in the rat race, and they're making three times what the rebbe is making, and it's not enough. But they're caught up in the money, and they're caught up in the fanciness, and so they're caught up. When you're caught up, it's very hard. If you start off, distancing yourself from things. So it's easier. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Yes? In which case? I don't know which case. It's the next case. I'm talking now about the top of the
house. In that case, the moment you say that,
yeah. Isn't that the Gemara's parent on the next case? Hach, you shove a plate, tie a bottle. Right. Therefore, it's true. Your person get caught up in taking care of his possessions too. But takes us money, you can phrase it as possession. It's true, a person can get caught up in worrying about his behavior. That's contradiction. What's the difference in the mace? I mean, you need to question the difference between mom and the mace. Mace is much different. Tara, the behavior is not like saving a mace. But it's not. Okay, this is the... Alright. I gave you a little bit of breathing room, but it's only going to take about 5 minutes to get to the Mishnah tomorrow. I wanted to just talk a little again about davening. I wanted to share with you a little about... yesterday I gave you a practical idea. We daven mincha, we daven ayin. Why do we daven three times a day? What are the three times? Keneged? Which one? We find two things. We find in the Gemara that Avay Tiknum, one is Keneged, Shachar Keneged Avraham, Mincha Yitzchak in Ma'arev Yaakov. And we also find that it's Keneged the Avayda, Keneged Tzniv and Tiknum, that Shachris is Keneged the Tamishol Shachris, Mincha Keneged the Tamishol Ben Rabayim, and Ma'arev Keneged the burning of the Avarim, which took place overnight in the Beit HaMikdash. So there are two ideas in davening. One is the idea of Avay Tiknum, and one is the idea of Kabbalah, Keneged Tamay Tiknum, Kabbalah Tiknum. And the Rambam brings both down Ladina, both are true Mahalacha. Now, the two ideas are totally different ideas of davening. Why we daven, there are two things that happen when a person davens. The elementary, Amoret, simple, childish thought of davening, which is also true. The simple level of davening is that davening is asking for things you need. What we call Bakashas Tzrachim. Asking for things you need. A person, yes, Hashem, you need something. So if a person has a rich grandfather, and he needs something, he calls up his grandfather and he says, I need this and this, so he gives him something. So we all have a rich Zayda, or father, Shemayim. So when we need something, so we daven and we ask for the things that we need. That's simple enough. That's true. That's part of davening. That's bakasha tzrachim, asking for things we need. However, if davening was just asking for things you need, it makes no sense to require that a person every Shemayna Esrei has to ask for all the things, for das, for slicha, for tshuva, for slicha, for money, for refuah. It would be logical that God would say, listen, these are all the middle brachas. Pick whatever you want to ask for today. It doesn't make sense to say, you're required to ask Hashem for money today. What do you mean I'm required? Today, maybe I'm not so much for the money today. People wouldn't skip the money, they'd skip the das better, right? Not the kind of das. So today I don't want to ask for das. I'm required every... And not only that, but it's ma'akis. If a person skips one of the middle brachas, he's got to daven over. You miss one of the middle brachas of the bakashas, it's ma'akis and shmein esrei. And not only it's ma'akis, but even the order is ma'akis. The whole middle part is ma'akis and shmein esrei. If it was just bakashas tzrachim, it shouldn't be ma'akis. But the answer is that there's a second chayav to davening. The Avay Tiknum is Bakasha Tzrachim. When did the Avay daven? They daven for the things they need. That's what we find. It says that a mincha, you answered, mincha is the tefillah that your most biggest, I think it's a skula, but the biggest halacha you answered by mincha. Why? Because when we find it, the Torah that Yitzchak daven, where do we find it? And then the Parshas Chayesara. He's walking back from the Sada, the Yetzei Yitzchak, he went out to daven, and he comes back and he bumps straight into Rivka. What did Yitzchak daven for? A 40-year-old bachelor. Right? He davened for sugar. And immediately he was answered. So that's the Rebbe that Mincha has the biggest hashmacha. Also, Mincha has the most distractions in the middle of the day. So Mincha, so that's Yitzchak went, Bakosh Hashmacha, he asked what he needed, Yaakov. He davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to Lavan. So he tells us what he davened for, that Hashem, you should bring me back to my father's house. That's Bakasha Tzrachim. There's a second part of davening. And that is what we call Avayda. Avayda Shebalei. Ezo Avayda Shebalei, that's davening. Right? What is Avayda? What's avoda? It's avoda to ask Hashem for some money. It's avoda. Why does it come to avoda? Avoda is the basic meaning. The issue is that every time a person asks Hashem for something, he is making a statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls that. When you say Baruch Aleinu, you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us a komiyet v'atolah tayyum and talamat v'vach me'ah adama v'bein v'tuvah v'vayach v'nasev shema tayyum v'vracha. Why? Kikel tayyum v'meit v'atolah v'vayach Hashem, because everything comes from you. The nekuda, the deeper level of davening, is that it's a hakara that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's recognizing when you stand up to daven, it's not just to ask for money. Hakez, the wealthy person who doesn't have to ask for money, he has to have kavanah baruch aleinu because he has to be makir. The less you need it, the more you have to be makir that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atachayin is a hakara that even understanding and learning is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us das, gives us havana. It's also something to daven from. The reason it's ma'akiv is because the person must state that every single thing that he has comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful verse from the Santa Rebbe. The Gemara says that the Seder of the middle brachas of Shemina Esrei, the Rabbana will misakiv. The Gemara says, the Rabbana misakiv is the Anshek Nesak Deiro will misakiv much earlier. The Nevi'im, the Gemara says, the Nevi'im Tiknum, the Nevi'im on the stack in the water. This is what the Gemara says. Shakram, the Pazu of the Yisra. They forgot the order of the middle brachas of Shemini Esrei, so they have to come and they have to reset them up again. How in the world did they forget the middle brachas of Shemini Esrei? Some people daydream sometimes. There's always at least one person in shul who's saying it in the right order, like it's the Chazan. Because they could prove, someone tell you, that over the last 50 years, the order of the little brachas were forgotten. You say, can't be. Every day, people daven all over the world. How could you forget the order? So Satmar Rebis is beautiful. He said, Nevi'im were misakin it during the Golus, between the two Beis HaMikdash. There was no Beis HaMikdash. So Shemini Esrei had two things. Bakashas Tzrachim and Avodah. Why do you have to say all the little brachas? Because Avodah. That's the Avodah. During the Bayis Sheni, they had the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Avodah was back in the way it's supposed to be. The Avodah was in the Beis HaMikdash. During the Bayis Sheni, there was no requirement to say all 12 middle brachas. You don't have to say all these things for Avodah. Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where you go to be makir. At that point, when Esrei was only Bakashas Tzrachim, there's much of Beis HaMikdash kind. It's only nowadays that we replace, so to speak, the Avodah and Beis HaMikdash with Shemini Esrei. So during the whole 420 years of the Bayis Sheni, you could pick and choose whatever you want in the middle. You could ask for money, you could ask for das, you could ask for children, you could ask for anything you want in the middle. But there's no requirement that you ask for everything. So different people ask for different things. So there was confusion. So Chazal of the Yisra, it's a beautiful chat in how it was forgotten, how it was reinstituted. But the aside is that when we daven, it's that nekuda of avodah the Beis HaMikdash, a hakara that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the deeper level of the purpose of that a person davens for. A person davens to come to that nekuda of hakara. He's saying that in Shemini Esrei, kavanah is ma'akiv. Why is kavanah ma'akiv? And we rightly know that kavanah in the first bracha is b'diavad, it's good enough for the whole Shemini Esrei. Why? Because by kavanah is that way. Because by a carbon, if you don't have kavanah l'shma, it's ma'akiv in the carbon. And the also says, if the kayim in the first avodah that he's doing has kavanah l'shma, even if he daydreams the rest of the way, it all goes according to the beginning. I mean, the whole kavanah in davening is for which purpose? For bakasha tzrachim. Bakasha tzrachim, you want to daydream. Why should that be ma'akiv? But avodah, there's a deeper appreciation of davening, which is that it's a statement that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to state it, you have to be mechaven, that's avodah. There's a letter in the Igus Moshe regarding prayer in the public schools. those are involved in public policy, after Moshe, how they should stand on the issue of prayer in public school. So Moshe in his tshuva, forgetting the politics of it, he says, is a goy mechuyav to daven? He says, a goy is mechuyav in emunah b'Hashem. If a person is a ma'amin b'Hashem, so when he has a tzara, he davens. That's a statement of emunah. The person believes that it comes from a certain source, and he has a need, so he davens. That's just the kudat davening. That's just asking for things that you want. Making the statement every day is a much. It's supposed to be a deeper experience. It's supposed to be an experience of hakara that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was once in a computer shop in Manhattan, which an old friend of mine was the manager of, and he told me that mincha is the hardest thing for him. Some days he just can't daven mincha. He manages a big one of the famous well-known places, and he managed the place. He showed me. He came and talked to me. Every minute he gets pulled here and there. He gets pulled all over the place. So he managed to can't daven mincha. So I suggest that the truth is, there's a short mincha for people in such a situation. Put down the whole mincha. There's a short mincha for people in such a situation, which I suggested. But I was just thinking, you know, it depends. If mincha is bakasha tzrachim, he's too busy. But if mincha makes the business work, so just like if he's busy with 10 things and then the 11th thing comes up, he focuses on that. Now, if you have the emunah that mincha makes the business run, so then you daven mincha. You gotta daven mincha. You know, you're not too busy. You're so busy setting up the store, you forget to unlock the front door and let the customers in. You're too busy. I'm busy, you know, setting up. Makes no sense. You have to let the customers in. Depends what your attitude is towards davening. It's an attitude towards mincha, towards all the davening. But the person has to have this aspect of avodah, which is part of davening. If you understand it, if you appreciate it, it can add a dimension to what you're davening.